machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
The time has come at last.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
To throw away this last.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Now everyone can see.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
My true identity. I'm Kilroy. 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 Kilroy.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you. I want you to go to our Facebook page when you get a chance. And I put it on there, something that happened over the weekend. And I'm just curious if this has happened to you. All right. Make sure you're following our Facebook page, too. And if you haven't done so yet, click that like button and make sure you're following as well. So 1057 CFW, look up our Facebook page. And something that happened to me over the weekend, and I'm just curious if this has happened to you. Probably has. All right. So make sure you stop by our Facebook page and check that out. All right. Now it is time to tub thump on this Monday morning.
I'm
105.7 CFW 80s 90s. Some more McKay in the morning along with you. Happy Monday. If you're just getting your day started, I hope it's going to be a great one. Thanks for letting me spend a little time with you on this. Is it the 20th? It is. It's the 20th of October already. Holy cow. A class action lawsuit has been filed against a Swiss shoe company. The company is called On, O-N, and customers are complaining and very upset that they've bought their pricey tennis shoes. These are expensive tennis shoes, by the way, only to discover that they squeak constantly whenever and wherever they're walking in them. They say these are very embarrassing, and the shoes, according to the company, use a very special cloud tech sole designed to cushion your stride. But according to the class action lawsuit, those clouds are rubbing together in all the wrong ways, creating an incredibly loud squeaking noise. Runners have resorted to rubbing oil into the soles just to help silence them. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit claim the company has refused to issue refunds or replacements. They're seeking reimbursement from the company for the cost of the shoes, as well as jury trial to determine damages they believe they're owed for the squeaking issues and the embarrassments that it has caused. I am not familiar with the shoe company On, are you? But these are very expensive shoes, and they squeak constantly. By the way, On was asked for a comment on the lawsuits, but we couldn't understand them because there was so much squeaking noise in the background that we had no idea what their response was. So we'll see how this works out. So unless you want a really squeaky pair of tennis shoes, you might want to look someplace else. Just saying.
Try.
90s, and more. For Eau Claire, 105.7 CFW.
CFW 80s, 90s, more. There goes Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. It's Mike McKay along with you. I just saw that the average, this is something you should know as you get ready to take on this Monday. The average American will do this 4 times a day. Obviously, some less, some more, but it's definitely something you should know as you get ready to take on the day, especially if you're heading to work. 4 times a day, on average, people will do this. I'll tell you what it is. In about 10 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
There's Billy Idol, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. McKay in the morning along with you. Happy Monday. Let's get to our remake rewind for this morning, shall we? Before the remake, let's rewind back to the original. It's 1959. Singer-songwriter John Phillips Batiste he's working as a bellboy in Louisiana, and he writes this song for a love interest of his. And at the time, record producer George Curry brings Batiste into the studio and has him record the song, but he tells him to change his name to Phil Phillips and then release the song.
Come with me, my high love, to the sea of love. I want to tell you how much I love you.
Well, the song became a big hit for Phil Phillips. Now we move forward to 1981. That's when former Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant, he puts together a group with a heavy rhythm and blues sound. And in 1984, his band releases an EP, their only release, and a single that peaked at number 3 in 1985. It's the Honey Drippers and their remake of Sea of Love.
Soda wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Stop.
That was the Police, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, more. McKay in the morning along with you. All right, a little while ago I had told you that, I would tell you in about 10 minutes that the average person does this about four times a day, and I apologize. It wasn't 10 minutes. Actually, it's been about 15 minutes. Anyway, what it is the average person will lie about four times a day. So I guess it's something you should keep in mind as you head out today. Maybe if you're headed to work, just keep that in mind as you navigate through your day, that there's a really good chance that someone may not actually be truthful with you. The average person in America will lie four times a day, as a matter of fact. And as I'm reading this study, I'm thinking to myself, well, were they even honest about that? I mean, perhaps this isn't even truthful. The results of this survey, I'm so confused now. Here's Aerosmith and Dream On, 105.7 CFW.
Just for today, maybe tomorrow the good.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
We were walking through this farmer's market on a Saturday morning.
Every story starts out differently.
I stopped to smell the sunflowers at one stand, and when I turned back, I saw him kneeling down right there between the baskets of apples and jars of honey.
And every story is special.
We were at home watching the same movie we saw together on our very first date. Then the picture changed to a slideshow he'd secretly made. Photos of us from all these years together. The last slide said, "Will you marry me?"
For 100 years, our family's been proud to play a small role in celebrating and commemorating engaging moments of love and loving moments of engagement. And while the stories are different,
he took me skating
when you asked her with Alaska.
I was nervous on the ice, but he kept holding my hands and he pulled off his mitten and pulled out a little box from his coat.
They always end the same.
And the ring was...
And the ring was...
And the ring was perfect for me.
Perfect for me.
Perfect for me.
In Eau Claire and online at Laskers.com. Laskers, start your love story here.
Get ready for Saving Abel at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire on Wednesday, October 29th. Known for their anthemic melodies, emotionally charged lyrics, and powerful live performances, Saving Abel has built a dedicated following that continues to grow. With hits like Addicted and 18 Days, they've made a lasting impact on rock radio and continue to captivate audiences worldwide. The current Saving Abel lineup is dedicated to crafting new music and delivering unforgettable performances across the globe. Get your tickets today at PabloCenter.org.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Now's the perfect time to stock up on gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants. They make the perfect stocking stuffers and give you a head start on your holiday shopping. But hurry, once they're gone, they're gone. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Schieffelbein Funeral Home in Osseo salutes America's armed forces and all of our military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops are our angels of freedom and our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their dedication and bravery, as well as our veterans and those who've given their lives in the line of duty, America's true heroes. This from Schieffelbein Funeral Home on 7th Street in Osseo. Call 715-597-3711.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers are introducing new legislation seeking to expand access to dual enrollment programs for high school students. The programs allow high school students to earn high school and college credits at the same time, but schools in areas that are smaller, more rural, or have higher rates of poverty are less likely to offer the courses. The dual enrollment reform bill seeks to make those programs more accessible with an online portal through the Department of Workforce Development and an oversight council with members from other education agencies. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents traveling along roadways, waterways, and recreational trails this fall to remember the move-over law. According to a press release, DNR wardens patrol a wide variety of terrain, and the move-over law is meant to prevent possible collisions with stopped emergency vehicles or workers. The DNR is also reminding residents that state law requires them to slow down when approaching a stopped ATV or UTV on trails, as well as near patrol boats with their blue lights or siren on. Republican State Senator Jesse James has announced he will run for the 31st State Senate District next year under the new legislative maps. In his announcement last week, State Senator James said he was ready to return to Eau Claire County after serving the 23rd State Senate District. Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith currently represents the 31st District. In a statement following James's announcement, State Senator Smith said he was confident that voters would send a Democratic majority to the State Senate under the new legislative maps. With new state legislative districts set to go into effect for the 2026 election, Wisconsin State Senator Romaine Quinn has announced he will seek re-election in the newly drawn 23rd State Senate District. State Senator Quinn currently represents the 25th State Senate District, covering the counties in the more northern parts of western Wisconsin like Ashland, Burnett, and Sawyer counties. The new 23rd State Senate District is located a little further to the south, including Rusk, Price, and Barron counties, as well as parts of Chippewa and Dunn counties. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. Breezy with some showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 63. For tonight, showers likely mainly in the early evening, a low near 41. On Tuesday, some showers redevelop, breezy and raw with a high of only 47. Currently, it's 39.
CFW. Watching me.
Seven CFW 80s, 90s, Smart Mike along with you, Rockwell, getting help from Michael Jackson. That is a paranoid person in that song, that's for sure. But probably true. They're always watching us, especially when we're on the internet. Everywhere we go, everything we say around our smartphones or our smart TVs. It's frightening, isn't it? Here's In Excess.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
CFW.
Hey!
FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.